Hey, it's Dan. Welcome back. You're watching I Allegedly, and I've got a good one for you today. So many of you guys have asked about the high tides here in Southern California and what it looks like. So I went down to Laguna Beach, and the beach is completely gone right now. But we're going to cover this today. So your car is frozen stiff. Can't do anything about that. Before I get into it, please like the video, please hit the subscribe button, and let's get right into it. For the last, let's just say 3 years, they have beat into our heads that we need to have EV cars, and oh, they're the greatest things in the world. Well, here's one problem that people have not talked about, and I've been having so many videos sent to me over the course of the last month about EV cars stuck in the center of the road, can't move them, locked in place, can't get towed, got to basically scoop them up like it's a pancake and put them on a flatbed. An absolute disaster. Now this comes from Ford, where people tried to get the software update on the car and the car is, you know, frozen stiff. Okay, won't move. So what do you do when that happens? Oh, here's how you get to press the gas, press the accelerator and hold it in and, you know, clap three times. When the tow truck driver shows up, you take your foot off the gas and the accelerator, and it'll go into neutral. Complete nonsense, guys. Absolute nonsense. But again, nobody wants to talk about this part of the EV car debacle. It is a disaster. It is a mess, okay? And they're incredibly expensive. I have had so many people write me and say, I don't know why I did this. I wish I wouldn't have done it. When you compare people that have EV cars to paying $17 a gallon in gas for the electricity, it's nuts. And then I get the psychos that still tell me I have solar on my house, it's free, but they don't want to talk about the $45,000 they spent on solar energy. Anyways, this is a disaster, it's a nightmare, and it's a problem that people don't want to talk about. Now, on the other hand, Toyota's killing it right now. They're selling hybrid cars right now, and absolutely hitting it out of the park. The number one car seller in the world again is Toyota. Look at these waves, guys. Isn't this incredible? I'm at the bottom of the steps at Rock Pile Beach. Absolutely crazy. Just beautiful out there. So, okay, Toyota's killing it. Now, there's a new company out of China that is a Chinese company, and they have a sodium ion battery, and the sodium ion battery is going to make it so that you don't have to have lithium. And if this works, it'll be the greatest thing known to man. And you know, want to make sure I get the name of the company for you. JAC Motors, okay, which is owned by Volkswagen, okay? So they want to have sodium ion, but it still will not solve the problem. Taken out by a wave, will not solve the problem, guys, of having to charge and being locked in a place for an hour. Look at all the seaweed that came out here too. Isn't that crazy? Okay, just floated up here. This seaweed, really slick and really dangerous, but now it's sun's poking through. So the other thing was the first Cybertruck had its first accident that got caught on film, and everybody's freaking out about that. You can read about that below, whether you think that's a big deal or not. But I just got hit. You're going to see problems with this and the problems with the EV cars. Do you want to own an EV car? Grandma's not going to be able to do a software update. She's not going to be able to do a software update on her cell phone, let alone her car. So let me know what you guys think about this. This is just the beginning of this stuff, guys. You're going to see nothing but problems with this. And, you know, how do you feel about these cars that are locked, that you can't move? We've seen it happen time and again. All these different problems with the electric vehicles. And what do you do if your car's frozen stiff, guys? Because it's going to happen. Man, oh man, look at these guys going out right now. Tim? Crazy. Let me know what you think, guys. there is warning after warning out here posted and signs, you know, that when the ocean gets like this, it's dangerous and it's, there could be bacteria and fun stuff like that. But it is, it's just relentless. You cannot be out here. The riptides are bad. You can see this guy out here just getting pushed around like a complete rag doll. But with all these cyber attacks and ransomware attacks that we have seen over, just say, the last few months, okay? There are now articles, This Week in Cyber Attacks, This Week in Ransomware. I've got stories below on this. This is unbelievable right now. Now, couple that happened this week, Yakult, the basically the probiotic drink, like a yogurt type drink, they got hacked. The Ohio State Lottery got hacked, okay? Crazy, guys, crazy. And then all these black hat groups that are out there, nothing but problems, guys, that they're creating for everybody. The one that is really concerning to me that I thought, oh, that's shocking, is the hospitals that are getting attacked right now, because you're tied to a heart monitor. And from somebody that lived a lot of his life in these hospitals, and if you had a device that was from the patient's hospital room to the nursing station, okay, and some guy could hack through that and give you another dose, click, 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 okay, pain medication, whatever, okay, you see that it could kill somebody, okay, let's put it that way. The other thing about this is that, you know, when you go to a secure building, whether it's manufacturing, you know, food distribution, gold, silver, anything like that, a bank, keypads, you punch the keypads in, those are getting hacked right now at an alarming rate, and they're changing it. They're locking people in the buildings, ha, 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 but also changing it and then going through and getting access. Who's got access to this? Because think about this. You can just sit there. Now, you can have a simple, you know, numbered system, 6841 opens the door. That's no big deal. No one cares about that. It's when 6841 equals Dan, and Dan's access and his security level with a company, that's what they want to do. Ooh, wow, Jeff just put his number in. That's the most secure level that they have at this business. What does Jeff do? Let's get Jeff's information. That's the problem with this stuff now. But you have ransomware attacks that are happening all the time, okay? And, you know, I'll do this a day early, and that is clearly the product of the year for the second year in a row is private internet access. They're not sponsoring this video, but I am telling you guys, for pennies a day, take advantage of their deal. They have 83% off the price right now through the end of the year. It's the cheapest thing you'll do. It's a tunnel of encryption for your device to computers. There's no hardware to install. I'm telling you, you click one button and you're on live. Now, I'm sat on the beach and not really worried about, you know, the internet way out here. But PIA, you just press one button. And that's it, guys. Turn this thing on. When it goes green like that, I'm protected. I could surf the internet and not have to worry about anybody getting access to my keystrokes, the government, seeing my bank account information. They are stealing all this stuff. If this doesn't concern you, nothing will. Check out the link below and save 83%. It's pennies a day. But the deal that I worked out with these people is it covers all your devices. So if you have your home computer, your office computer, your iPhone, your tablets, all that stuff, iPad, it's all covered in one device. Use the link below for it and check it out today, okay? Here's a couple interesting stories. I like how things are presented to us like, oh, hey, it's no big deal. And you have to go, what are you talking about? And the first one is, think about this. Tyson Foods, their chicken facilities, they're saying that the average chicken buyer is not purchasing as much chicken as before. Well, they're spending less on food because it's so expensive, but you know, buying habits are changing. So you're not having fajitas, you're not having fried chicken, you're not having chicken. Who believes that? Okay. Well, Tyson Foods is selling one of its Missouri, you know, processing plants to Cal-Maine, and Cal-Maine's going to take away the chickens and just have egg processing there, and not have chicken meat, you know, processed there. Okay. So I walked down here to really get blasted by the waves, but again, that's concerning because buyers' habits are changing. No, they're not. They're not changing. They're not eating less chicken. It's shenanigans. There's more people here right now. So we're all eating more chicken, but you're supposed to believe that people don't want to do chicken. Tyson is saying this, okay? No, it's just the expense. It's labor. It's everything. You've got a plant in Missouri that has 8,000 people to it, and 700 of those 8,000 people, almost 10%, work at the Tyson plant, okay? Now they're going to be an egg grading plant. Okay, give it a B, you know what I mean? Come on. The next thing is, this is a story I covered over summer, and it's only getting worse as we get to the end of the year, and that is they interviewed over 1,000 doctors to say, are there shortages of pharmaceuticals? Yes, 99 out of 100 said that there were shortages on pharmaceuticals. That was in July of 2023. Now it's worse. Well, how does it get worse? The 100th guy stepped forward? Or did all 1,000 of them say that it's bad? So the problem with it is that these are just simple, some generic drugs, the problem with China and getting drugs, and the problem with your doctor and getting things that could be life-saving, whether it be diabetes, whether it be for your heart condition, thyroid, whatever. This is serious, guys. And the one thing I've told you, and I took my own advice for the stuff I have to take, okay, to maintain this, okay? Get an extra month's supply. Do what you can do to stock up in case it happens, because you know what happened 2 weeks ago? When I went to pick up my stuff, it's like, oh, we don't have this. We probably won't have it for 4 or 5 days. Oh, okay. Can you send me one of those text messages when you get it? Yes, we'll do that, Dan. Okay. So this is serious, guys. But when you have 99 out of 100 doctors saying this, and now it's worse. Again, 99 and a half doctors. I mean, I don't know what's worse than 99 out of 100. So share your thoughts on this stuff, but prepare, guys. Prepare for a world with shenanigans, okay? Stock up on food, stock up on water. If you believe that there's going to be power outages, and look, look at this, guys, how bad the seaweed came up, you know? It all floats up, and these are the things. When I was a kid, they were like poppers. I don't want to walk on them because they're really slippery. Listen, okay? But anyways, very cool. The beach is gone, the cops are here, the fire department's here. Don't go out there. Okay, well, I'm not going in the water like those other idiots were. Share your thoughts on this stuff though, guys. If you do nothing, that's on you. But knowing that this problem is happening and you have to take anything, well, it's just a pain, Dan, to go down there. I hate going to get my prescriptions filled. We all do. We hate going to the grocery store, okay? But share your thoughts on this stuff, guys. Just a quick video today. It just stopped raining, too. It's beautiful. I'm going to end this video with these last few stories because it's cold and windy, and it's going to rain again real quick. You guys have heard of ChatGPT. This is the AI program that's basically free, and it can basically research anything. Well, there's one genius, Michael Cohen, who used to be Donald Trump's attorney, and he was trying to get rid of his supervised release. This, you know, he is out of jail right now, but he has to be basically, you know, he's on, you know, he has to deal with the probation officer, and he's supervised right now. So as an attorney, he tried to file a brief in federal court as to why he should be let off the supervised detail. Now, here's the best part. He used ChatGPT to generate all the cases, and ChatGPT used all fake cases. None of them were real. None of them. So again, this guy's doomed. I wish my late girlfriend was alive because she would explain to me the severity of this. But think about this. You're a lawyer and everything is based on ethics to be a lawyer. Okay. So if you cheat, lie, steal, do anything, you don't deserve to be of counsel. Do you know what I mean? That's the thing. So this DS, and the first word is dip, this guy went out and used ChatGPT and it basically gave him fake cases to cite. So all the cases he cited as to why this man should have, you know, be off supervised release were all fake. So bravo, he got caught, okay, again. Okay, so good. The real estate market in Los Angeles is completely upside down. You're seeing this over and over again, and it's a real problem. What you're seeing is houses that are super high end, above $5 million, have to pay what they call the mansion tax. The mansion tax is, in addition to your commission, in addition to any fee you'd have, an escrow, loan fees, anything, 5% over $5 million. So think about this. It's a lot of money, guys. If you go over $5 million, I mean, it could be hundreds of thousands of dollars for each of these houses. And they're seeing major problems with real estate that they're having to finagle and having to do contracts where they say, we're going to sell the house for $4,995,000 and you're going to give us X. Okay? It's crazy stuff that they're doing. Emma Hernan, who is one of the real estate agents from Selling Sunset, was talking about this, about how it's just really changed the entire industry right now, and it's only going to get worse. We're seeing more and more of these surfers out here. You've got Rock Pile Beach, which I always get a kick out of that, because you're not allowed to swim out here, but you're allowed to surf out here. So you get these guys that are out surfing right now and risking their own lives. So what she is saying is that this is going to dramatically affect real estate in Southern California, and it's going to make it go down. She doesn't see it as a quick fix or a good thing. Things are going to break, and you're going to see good agents are going to survive for this. People that don't know what they're doing are going to be working at Denny's, okay? So there's that. The final story is another scam that's going around, which was prevalent here in Los Angeles, and there were two of them, and it's called pump switching. And what that is, which I don't know why they call it that, but the idea with this is if you go to a gas pump, somebody walks up and says, hey man, why don't you sit in the car and I'll pump your gas and I'll hang it up for you, okay? So what they do is they put your gas cap on, you drive away, and the pump is still active. Then they pull up their car and fill their tank. Seems pretty stupid, right? Like, well, who would allow that? The elderly, ladies that don't want to get out of their car. Ma'am, would you like me to pump your gas? Do you feel better about that? Yeah. The other thing is pump switching, where you're paying for the pump that's hooked up to the person next to you. How about that? Okay. The person next to you puts $5 in, okay? And you sit in your car, hey, I'll hang it up for you. And you've only got X amount of dollars in, but he puts $75 in the car. So I hate to say this, be careful of people trying to be nice to you right now. Isn't that awful to think about? So onward and upward, guys. I'll see you guys very soon. And it is raining now, officially, okay? So you want to get a hold of me, hello at iAllegedly. Don't forget, for those of you, if you got the blue envelope in the mail, it's got cash and prizes in it, okay? And people are writing me, don't send a video, guys. Send a picture, any of that stuff that you want to thank me for. We can share everybody else, you know, that thousands of dollars was sent out through the mail, okay? I'll see you guys very soon, and looking forward to an amazing 2024. I got a bunch of cool stuff happening.